Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. And since this is no filter and very censored, I was going to start off one way, but before I do, I just have to bring this up. As you recall, last season, I mentioned that every time I go and get gas, something amazing happened. What? Huh? No. Come on. All right. Maybe not amazing, air quotes. Something happens every time I go and get gas, and that's why, or go and get fuel. That's why when I do it, I try to just make less trips as possible. I'm all for excitement. I'm all for adventure. I'm all about YOLO. I'm all about living it up. I'm all about not saying no. You want me to do what? Yes. You want me to go where? Yes. You want to go out when? Yes. You want me not to go to work? Yes. You want me to stay out all night? Yes. All about yes, yes, yes. Definitely not about the no life. Nah, no. Can't be about that. Can't live that way. Who says no? That being said, there's only so much adventure, and there's only so much yes, and there's only so much one can experience, one can take, one can enjoy. Enjoy? Enjoy is the word I'm going to go with here. Enjoy? Enjoy. I'm going to go with enjoy for the final answer. Enjoy. That's why I only try to get gas, try to get fuel less as possible. So I tend to fill up, and that's why I can't tell you if the prices fluctuate or not, because I'm really not paying attention to that. When I'm getting gas or when I'm at the gas station, I am locked in. I am focused. I am paying attention to everything. Okay, that car is pulling in there. It shouldn't take that long to pull in. Wait a minute. You're trying to park there. Hey, hold up. That guy was first. I'm locked in. I am focused. Focused, locked in. Hey, I'm just here trying to fill up and go. Not coming in to get to play some game. What do they call it? Where you pick numbers, and pay money, huh? I don't know what it's called. Maybe you know what it's called, but I'm not there to play that game. I'm not there to buy some snacks. I'm not there to buy something to drink. I'm not there to buy food. I'm not there to buy oil and all other stuff that's there. You know, it's good that it's there. It's convenient that it's there. Maybe, you know what? Maybe you should consider calling yourself a convenience store. A convenience store with fuel. Convenience store with fuel. We're here to serve you. Wham. Market it. Hey, write that down. And yeah, send that out. Definitely marketing that. But before we do, yeah, okay. Convenience store that's there for your convenience. Wham. Said it. Said it. So I'm not knocking you, and I am not knocking the fuel station, the gas station, the convenience store. Hey, whatever. I'm not there. I'm not knocking you for having an ample amount of items there for, you know, people. Hey, because you know what? Maybe one day I need to go there and buy some milk, or maybe I need to go there and buy some bread. Check the expiration date. Yeah, bread never expires. Neither does milk, depending on what kind you get. Goat milk, the best. Woo, need me some goat milk. I'm craving it right now. Shouldn't have brought it up. Anyway, I'm not knocking you for that. Do what it do. Make that money. Because we know you're not making it off the fuel and the gas and the...
What else?
Diesel? It's all the same. I'm just there trying to fill up. I'm just there trying to get in and get out. Get in, get out. Hey, I don't even have to go in. I can pay right there at the pump. That's magic. That is magical. That is something that whoever came up with that idea, thank you. Many thanks. I owe you everything. You know what? Contact me, and Firstborn definitely will have your name. Yeah,
make sure that never happens, okay? Yeah, good.
There's only so much adventure. There's only so much excitement that one person can handle, that one person can take. And I'm at that point where I'm maxed out. I've exceeded my threshold. I exceeded my excitement threshold. I'm right there, about to burst, explode, or do something that's extremely dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. I'm about a lot of things, but I'm not about that life. No, definitely not about that life. Lifestyle, hey, you, nah, definitely not. So I try to avoid getting fuel, gas, diesel, oil, whatever, convenience store. I try to avoid it as much as possible. But every time I go, something happens. It never fails. Something amazing. Oh, we wasn't going with amazing. Oh, what were we going with again? I forget these things. Yeah, thanks for nothing. I don't even know why you're here. Something happens. I would say amazing, but amazing's not the right word for this. So something happens. Sorry, amazing. Maybe next time. And I'm already at the brink of my adventure. My happiness, my excitement, I'm at the brink. I am so high up there, bursting, ready to explode. Going to these stations, going to this place is like playing a deadly game that I try not to play. I try to play it less as possible, not that many times. So when I go there with a purpose. I try to get in, get out real quick. I'm paying attention to everything. Everybody, what's going on? What's going down? Okay, I see you coming that way. So much going on. And this time, getting what I needed to get done and getting to that point and getting to that place. Yeah, it was no different. So I have to make a decision. It always comes down to, am I going to play this game in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night. I don't know about you, but I try to mix it up sometime. I try to mix it up, but for these past few times, it's been one or the other. It's been one or the other. It's either been morning or afternoon as of late. But I usually have three choices when I want to play this game. Sometime I like playing it in the morning. Yay, morning person. You can hate me now. Other times I like to play it in the afternoon. Hey, you know, don't have anything else better to do. Hey, excitement, right? Yeah. And when I'm really feeling froggy, when I'm really ready to take that calculated risk, when I'm ready to YOLO it up, I play it at night. Because, yeah, that's the kind of game, that's the type of stuff that you want to do at night. Danger! Watch yourself. Danger! Danger! As of late, I've been playing morning, afternoon. I just haven't felt the need to introduce more danger into my life. I just haven't felt the need where I want to burst open with excitement at nighttime. That's not a good move. That's not a good play at this point in time. That's definitely not something that I'm considering in maybe next decade or maybe two decades from now, possibly a century. And yes, I do know how many years those are. That means 1 year. Mouth breather campaign. Starting it again. Vote for me. Oh, this time, I was like, last time I played the game, I played it in the morning. Let me play this game in the afternoon. Let me see what this afternoon life is like. So I go make my trek to the spot. So far, everything looks sort of normal. I mean, there's only one open spot for me to pull in and do what it do. So I'm like, all right, no problem. It's kind of packed. It's kind of full. I'm going to go and beside this minivan. Because you know it's a minivan. That means they have kids. They are respectable. There's a maybe one or two pets. It's a minivan. A minivan. Responsible. Out of all the vehicles, I had a choice. I had choices. Seems like you all always have choices, right? Or sort of. Oh, seems like you always think you have choices. There we go. Think you have choices. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But hey, you think it, it happens. You think it. Perception is reality. Yay, reality. So spot number one, minivan. Spot number two was this sports car. And I don't think that would have been the right thing to do. Not in the afternoon. Next spot over was a convertible. Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. That's too much. That's too much action. That's too much action is going on. I'm shaking my head. Can't do that. Can't do that. And the other spot was this lifted truck or just big truck. Big truck. I think it was lifted. And I looked. I was like, no, I'm definitely not playing that game. You're out. Convertible, you're out. That's just too much. Too much. I can't handle that. I'm already here. I'm already freaking out. I'm already not knowing what's going to happen. And I don't want anything to happen where I'm, beside a convertible. Oh, no. Definitely not happen. Sports car. It's not you. It's me. It's definitely not you. It's me. I think we should go different separate ways. Hey, guess what? You heard that before, right? The show Sports car, no. So it all came back, as I said before, to the minivan. Minivan, responsible. They have kids, dogs, cats, some sort of pets, right? It's a minivan. Responsible, responsibilities. So my thought process, as I'm playing it out for you, I'm looking. I've X'd out all the other choices. So I'm down to the minivan and I'm thinking responsible. Come on, it's a minivan. So I pull up next to the minivan on the other side. Like, okay, cool. And there's this lady. And guess what? A dog, a big dog. The dog was well behaved. There was no barking or any chaos that was going on. So at this point, I'm like, oh, okay. I've pulled up. I'm getting out of the car. And I'm, you know, entering my information and all that stuff to prepay. Yeah, stuff they tell you don't do. But hey, they say don't do that, but they don't know the life I live or just me going in and paying and coming out. Me going in, that increases my chances. That increases the possibility of more excitement. I just can't have that much adventure. One can only tolerate so much. So I'm trying to limit it at that point. So I'm paying outside. Over with, done. I'm paying outside. So I do all of enter my information that they asked for. So I'm good to go. Make my fuel selection. All right. Take the gas cap off. Stick the nozzle in. Go ahead and put gas in and just hold it down so it can just continue to pump. And, you know, because I'm not going to sit there and hold it with my hand. Why are you not going to hold it with your hand, Vince? Because when I go out and get fuel, I just fill it up. I don't put a certain dollar amount in and say, hey, you know, this is going to get me by this amount of time, or this is going to get me by for this long. Nah. Mm-mm. Remember, I am trying to limit the amount of times that I have to go to the convenience store, the gas station, the fuel station, whatever you want to call it. It's not convenient for me. Too much excitement. Too much. I'm trying to just chill, mellow, relax. Come on. No. No adventure here. I'm oozing with too much adventure already. I'm just trying to woo-saw. I'm good. And with that being the case, that's why I'm just trying to go ahead and fill up and be there. Make those trips less as possible. Less as possible. So that's why I just put it on so it can just automatically just go ahead and pump. And pump as much as you need. Pump as much as you go. So while that's going on, I'm just kind of like looking around because I've made it this far and nothing's happened. This is strange. I am in strange territory now. This has not happened before. So now my sensibilities, everything's just increased. I am extremely aware of my surroundings. My antennas are up. No, I don't have real antennas on me. I'm a robot, not an insect. So I'm looking around. Hit one guy, he's coming out. He's going to a sports car and whoop, he done paid and he's gone. I was like, ah, should have went there. Truck guy is still kind of there and looking mad for whatever reason. If I didn't know any better, I would have went and gave him a hug. And as some more vehicles and cars just pulling in, I started to smell something. Okay. I was like, man, this, oh, and there we go. It's like, man, somebody burning something. So now I'm just looking around and I'm not looking close to me because I'm focusing outward now, like far away. So I'm looking across the street. There's a restaurant. I'm making sure that, you know, is it a restaurant-y kind of smell? Is it food that I'm smelling? And then away from the restaurant, kind of off to the left a little more, there's a shop. And what I mean shop is an automotive shop where you can go and get your car worked on or whatever you need. And I'm like, why would anything be burning there? Okay. And so I continue to pan left, and then I pan left even more. I'm like, okay, that's a club. Clubby place, bar, lounge, one of those night kind of dealio things. I was like, wait a minute, that place isn't open. It's the afternoon. And before I can pan left more, I recognize the smell. Yeah. It was a cigarette smell. Cigarette. So when I recognized the smell, my panning left completely just, I just stopped. I couldn't pan left anymore. And I just tilted back all the way to the right, directly straight across. And the responsible van smoking cigarette. Hey, I'm gonna pump gas and smoke cigarette at the same time. Ooh, there's no worries. Don't care. Yeah, that's what everybody do. Yeah. I'm not even wishing. I'm not even hoping. There's no point of hoping for or wishing upon a star. None of that. I'm just looking at how much longer do I have to go. I'm just looking at how much time do I have left. Because I'm a risk taker. I'm a calculated risk taker. I have adventure. I have fun. I have a checklist. A checklist of things that I would like to do and accomplish. Dying at a gas station isn't one of them. Having a gas station explode is definitely not one. Watching someone light themselves on fire by mistake, in quotes, because they were smoking a cigarette while pumping gas, that's not on my to-do list. That's definitely something I can avoid. That's definitely something I can live without. I won't lose any sleep. I won't cry a river. In fact, I think I'll be better. I think I'll be a better person if I don't have that experience. If I don't have that experience, I'll be a better person. I'll be a better Vince. See, and that means a lot, and that is super duper important, because when have I ever used my name in third person? When? First time. Super duper boy. Something I can deal without. I can live without. I can't say the same for Tim Tebow playing baseball. Yeah, it's definitely something I can live without. Definitely something that I don't have to experience that. But he's such a good guy. He's such a great dude. Yeah, I'll take your word for that. It's just, I can live without it. And I feel as though I can become and I'll be a better person without knowing if he can play baseball or not. Where I'm really concerned and where my attention really is at is Hope Solo no longer playing football and that being over with. I don't know what else to say. I did not see this coming. In fact, maybe, just maybe, nah, there's no chance. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show, and it's not becoming a saying because I'm just going to switch it up and just drop the deuces. Deuce out.